Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من نصب نفسه للناس إماما فليبدأ بتعليم نفسه قبل تعليم غيره، وليكن تأديبه بسيرته قبل تأديبه بلسانه، ومعلم نفسه ومؤدبها أحق بالإجلال من معلم الناس ومؤدبهم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever places himself as a leader of the people should commence with educating his own self before educating others, and his teaching should be by his own conduct before teaching by the tongue."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, of course, we find that this persona has transcended time and place, and even language and national origin and ethnicity. Now, this is because the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is connected to the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and of course they are connected to the Holy Quran and the divine revelation sent and given by Allah. Now, one of the important things that must be kept in mind is that this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in its various dimensions, in its various angles and aspects, is something that needs to be paid attention to. Of course, we have countless and many, many traditions from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, where his eminence speaks about the characteristics and the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He speaks about the different things that Imam Ali alayhi salam has that makes him better than the rest of the ummah, especially when it comes to the successorship of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, why is this important? Well, this becomes very important when we want to be able to choose between the side of truth and falsehood, especially when we go through the pages of history. So, for example, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam had to fight three major, major wars within the Muslim Ummah during his caliphate. One was the Battle of Jamal, the Battle of the Camel. The second was the Battle of Siffin, and the third one was the Battle of Nahrawan. Now, here we find that many people throughout history, and even to the present day, have not been able to differentiate between the side of truth and the side of evil. And so we find that the Messenger of Allah, while he was still alive, he spoke about this. And he said to one of his esteemed wives by the name of Umm Salama, the Messenger, peace and blessings upon him, said, "Listen to me and be a witness. Imam Ali will fight the deviators, Muawiyah and his followers, and the Khawarij after me. By Allah, he will enliven my tradition. He will be the leader of the believers after me. Again, listen to me and bear witness." Here, again, when we put all of the traditions together, and especially in this tradition, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly says that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the leader of the believers after him, and then he says that Imam Ali alayhi salam will fight the deviators again being the companions of the Battle of Siffin, namely Talha, Zubair, and Aisha. And then he says he will also fight Muawiyah and his followers, which occurred in the Battle of Siffin. And then he says that he will battle the Khawarij, of course, which was the Battle of Nahrawan. And the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, says that by Allah, Imam Ali will enliven my tradition. Meaning that other people will not enliven the tradition of the Messenger of Allah during the era of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And matter of fact, it is Imam Ali alayhi salam who will enliven the tradition of the Messenger of Allah at a point where deviators and Muawiyah and the followers of Muawiyah and the Khawarij will all try to destroy the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so in this dire situation of fitna and discord and chaos and these wars amongst the Muslims instigated by the opponents of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find how very important the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is. And as we find in many other traditions, it is the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that is the differentiator between truth and falsehood. It is the differentiator between iman and nifaq. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of none other than Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
If you look at the tafsir, if you look at Surah Ma'idah, if you look at the ayat which were revealed in the event of Ghadir, after the declaration of the vilayat of Ali by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat. And he says, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. What does it mean? Today I have completed Akmaltu Kamal. Today I have completed your religion for you. Without the declaration of the Vilayat of Ali, Islam was not complete. And then he says, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Today I have completed. The first phrase, Kamal, was, you know, perfection. I have perfected Islam. Without the Vilayat of Ali, Islam is not perfect. And then Allah says, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Today I have completed my ni'mat on you. What does ni'mat here mean? Blessings doesn't mean he's talking about food and drink and, you know, the means of transportation and good house and clothes. No. He's talking about the best of ni'mat of Allah is the guidance. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Today I have completed the guidance for you. If I had sent only Rasul with no guide after him, the process of guidance would not be complete. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today, I am razi, I am pleased that Islam is your religion. Which means that you can have two versions of Islam. An Islam minus the vilayat of Ali in Ghadir. And that would be imperfect Islam, incomplete Islam, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then you have another version of Islam which has the vilayat of Ali within it. And that is the Islam which is complete, and that is the guidance which is perfect, and this is the Islam which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically pleased with it, and He will accept from us on the day of Qiyamah.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.